Please.
Rules in the morning.
The enter the ranks of high technology in this supernatural, super-powered Godzilla adventure for the 90s. I'm Corey.
And I'm Paul.
And we are
the B-Movie Bros. Here review B-Movies to the best of our ability.
Sometimes we get off topic, but randomness is a gift. Here we are, week whatever of Paul's makeup birthday month for Kaiju date month.
This month got a little messed up, but at least we recorded this month, so yeah. And got to talk about Kaijus, so always good.
So what you heard was the Amazon description for Godzilla versus Space Godzilla. Fucking laziest named Godzilla movie ever.
He's Godzilla from space.
So let's dive right into the shit with our technical difficulties, top and bottom three. Oh, movies from 1994 and spoilers. So, Paul, how would you like to start us off?
Let's start with the bottom and work. Actually, let's start with the top. Let's start us off on a good note. All right, number three, Godzilla Jr. It was so fucking adorable. Just little Godzilla with those big old eyes. It was a lot cuter than Manila was, and Godzuki as well. So, yeah, Godzilla Jr. all the way. Number two, fucking Space Godzilla is such a fucking goofy concept. Like, I mean, it looked kind of cool. It was Godzilla with, like, a giant crystal on its back. But it's Godzilla with, like, its DNA ended up in space because of either Biollante or Mothra. No one really fucking knows. It doesn't matter. And just, yeah, Space Godzilla.
In through a black hole, out through a white hole, yeah. And Space Godzilla was born.
You see, his DNA got compressed in a black hole and then came out through a white hole. And of course it made a Space Godzilla. And number one, there was a fair amount of Godzilla fighting Space Godzilla. So, yeah, pretty cool. I mean, of all the Godzilla movies I've seen, this one didn't have a lack of monster fights, at least as far as like most of them go.
So for me, number three, seeing the strings and the armatures moving the models in flight and everything, like I love that shit. I love
absolutely
how it's like
amazing.
This is some like super epic, you know, movie, and then there it is. There's the fishing line pulling it along, like. It just harkens back to the days of, you know, cheap special effects being effective, like, and I love it.
And fun.
Number two, little Godzilla. He's just so cute. I love him. Number one, the kaiju fight scenes. I mean, Godzilla versus Space Godzilla, although it's lazily titled like most Godzilla movies, it's a big part of the movie, and unlike a lot of Godzilla movies that I've seen, it actually takes up a good amount of the screen time and causes lots of explosions. I like explosions.
All right, let's go to the bottom three then. So number three, this movie definitely felt too long at times. There's not a whole lot you can do with the concept of Godzilla fighting Space Godzilla. So whenever they were trying to have plot stuff or like, I don't know, the humans were doing something, there was some secret shit and didn't really matter. It just seemed to waste time, and I didn't really like that. I just wanted to watch Godzilla fight Space Godzilla, and, you know, there was this, like, drill version of fucking of Kiryu, or Space Godzilla. Not Space Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla. Not to be confused with Cosmo Kiryu from Like a Dragon, which I'll get into later. But anyways, yeah, that was, you know, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, number two. So number two, plot was kind of confusing at times. Like, they were like, we're gonna brainwash Godzilla, except that didn't really matter much. And then you know, I don't know, Space Godzilla seemed to come out of nowhere, and there were humans doing stuff. Like, I don't even know what this movie was. I enjoyed it overall, but the fuck. And speaking of that, number one, so we've got the like tiny little ladies that can somehow turn into a mini Mothra, but like Mothra's not in the movie, and they're like, they're only in there to warn, like, this one woman, you need to save Godzilla, which, why even be there? Like, I kind of get the impression that Mothra was supposed to be in this movie, but they didn't know what to do with it or something. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what happened with Mothra in this particular era of Godzilla movies, so maybe, I mean, they did kind of say that maybe Mothra was responsible for fucking Space Godzilla and Godzilla's DNA ending up in space somehow, like, didn't make any sense, but neither did anything else. So, yeah, why the fuck were they in the movie but no Mothra? The world may never know. Anyways, your turn, Corey.
So, for me, number three on the bottom. Psychic powers. Ooh, I'm gonna control Godzilla with my brain.
That was so stupid.
And oh, I've been kidnapped and my table's been flipped. Oh, let me use telekinesis, which I've never used before. No, like she legitimately says that she's never tried it and uses telekinesis to like escape or some shit. Number two, the movie does move pretty slow when it's not kaiju fight time. I mean, I'm not watching this to see people. I'm watching this to see monsters destroy Tokyo for the 7 bajillionth time. And number one, God, the design of Space Godzilla's flight mode. It's like they put, like, a fucking hedgehog in one of those grow-your-own-crystal kits, and it, like, mummified with, like, the crystals growing out of its back. Like holy shit, people. Like, you just fucking... stupid as all get out.
Still not as bad as this fucking sludge monster, whatever the fuck its name is, where it turns into like an amoeba and flies and everything. Well, Godzilla's way of flying is the best. He just breathes his like fucking his atomic breath and just like lifts him up and everything.
He doesn't use his tail as like a helicopter or anything?
Unfortunately not, but yeah, he just like lifts himself up with that, and I think it was only ever used in that one movie, which was apparently so bad that the director never worked again. But I'm sure we'll watch that movie eventually.
So, number one, I've already given my number one. What we didn't talk about was the dialogue, because the dialogue is fucking shit. So we're going to have a quote war of just the monsters. So we'll have ourselves a good old-fashioned quote war.
Roar. Roar.
Fuck this quote war.
Godzilla. If Godzilla were a Pokemon.
If you can make better Godzilla noises or Space Godzilla noises, leave it in the comments below. Or if you'd like to say anything else about this movie. It's time to give this film our final take. Remember, friends, our final take is a score on our shot scale. Our shot scale is a reverse scale. 1 to 10, 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. How many shots do you need to get through this film? I gave it a 4 out of 10.
I gave it a 3 out of 10.
So even though Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla has perhaps the most lazily named Godzilla adversary, it does have more kaiju fighting than most kaiju movies that I've seen. In all the practical 90s special effects glory, no less. As with most Godzilla movies, you kind of ignore most of what the people are doing. You just watch giant monsters made of foam rubber beat the shit out of each other. The storyline for the humans isn't entirely bad. It makes more sense than a lot of other kaiju films, but it's still just filler. I never had Godzilla vs. Space Crystal Hedgehog on my list of what to watch, but I'm glad I did it.
Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla is definitely a Godzilla movie. Plot revolves around Godzilla fighting a space version of himself who was formed when his DNA... somehow ended up in a black hole and came out a white hole and got compressed or some shit. And he has to save his son or something from, the giant crystallized version of himself. It's certainly not the deepest story and isn't anything like, you know, movies like Shin Godzilla or Godzilla Minus One. But with a name like Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla, you really shouldn't be expecting it to be. Luckily, there are plenty of kaiju fights featuring Godzilla and a giant robot who's not Jet Jaguar fighting the space imposter. The plot is ridiculous and convoluted, but it's entertaining nonetheless. Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla isn't the best or most memorable film in the franchise, but it's far from the worst and definitely not forgettable.
Well, you know, we always have ways to drink away this flick. Drink away this flick. So come on and grab your drink. Let's drink away this flick.
Bum, 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 bum.
We'll give some drinking games for this film. But remember, friends, drink responsibly. Number one, every time a crystal explodes, take a drink. Number two, every time Mogara launches or gets up, take a drink. Number three, whenever you see the strings or armatures moving things, take a drink. And number four, anytime Mickey has a new outfit, take a drink.
Every time someone mentions black holes, take a drink. Every time Godzilla Jr. gets captured, take a drink. Every time the humans fight amongst themselves, take a drink. And every time that one fisherman vows to kill Godzilla, take a drink.
And those are your ways, too. Drink away this flick.
If you have any thoughts about this movie or anything else Beamer related, comment either iTunes or SoundCloud. You can also email us, beamerbros@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/beamerbros. Follow us on Twitter at beamerbros. My personal Twitter at bmoviepaul. You can check out all their content, including reviews, interviews, and chats on our website, beamerbros.com, where new shows each week. If you want to help support the show, consider donating to a PayPal or Patreon account. Links right below.
Well, we've come to the end of February, so we'll rank the three movies we saw. For me, in the number three spot, Zillafoot. I understand the homage it was trying to do, but unfortunately the paid-for filler just was so god-awful. Number two, Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla. A fun movie, a good movie, a typical Godzilla movie. Number one, Howl from Beyond the Fog, a kaiju movie with a unique aspect.
Yeah, that's kind of my rating, too. Zillafoot, I mean, I thought the ideas were good. Even a lot of the execution was good. It just dragged, and there was a lot of stuff that just felt unnecessary. Number two, Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla. I mean, it's Godzilla fighting Space Godzilla. Like, I don't feel like I need to add anything else. And number one, Howl Beyond the Fog was just a very unique film. Like, I genuinely enjoyed it, and it was only, like, 30 minutes long. So, I mean, that was a plus.
Well, Paul, you know what next month is, right?
Oh, it's fucking March. Another acronym. Monsters are really something that begins with C and Harry.
Mutant animals reflect characteristics of humans. Come on, Paul. Get with the
times. Of course. How did I get that one wrong?
So we're going to start it off with, of course, one of the most famous mutant animal characteristic movies of all time.
The Ninja Turtles.
Close, Paul. Howard the Duck.
How is that close?
They were both in comics. So until next time, be brave, be alive, and be back for more. Get on my knees.